sure do miss you tonight. I wish you were here with me. Diane came by to see me a while ago, and I asked her if she'd like to go with Joey. She said that she would, and so I told her that maybe Wednesday night we could. She stayed for a little while and then left. I've been packing our things and dusting and trying to get things straightened up because I thought I'd pack and tonight, and then Carol and I could come by tomorrow after I get off work and pick up everything in order to go. I hope you had a real nice day today and that everything went fine for you, because it didn't for me. We type, and I've been so tired and so sleepy. I thought I couldn't make it through the day, but I guess I did, because here I am at home. Just till noon tomorrow, and then I'll be in Hereford with Carol if everything goes as it should. Maybe that'll help to relax some, helping her. Won't be too many more days now, and it'll be Easter vacation, and you'll be in the hospital. I can come and see you, and I sure do hope you make it through all right, because you sure mean a lot to me. How was your trip home? I hope you made it okay. I hope your folks are fine and everything's well with them. Have none of them already moved yet? I didn't know whether they were going to move this weekend or last weekend. Carol said they might move this weekend. I can't find your long handles. I guess I'll have to get digging around looking for them, or they're all dirty, or at your house or something. Just a few more words. Elsa, I love you. You mean so very, very, very much to me. I don't really think I deserve you, and I don't know what I'd do without you. And all I ask from you is that you be loving and patient and understanding as I shall try to be. That you'll always be very, very near to me and dear to me. That I'll always be the most important thing in your life. I hope through the years that our love grows and grows, and that as we have a family, we'll be very, very close to each other. That we'll all get along, and I know it's not going to be all roses when we get married, because we'll still have our fights and probably even a lot more. But yet, we'll be together, and we as one. And we'll love each other in a different sense, even stronger and deeper than we do now, I believe. And in years to come, we'll really know what love is. I hope that we'll be happy. I hope most of all that I can make you happy and do for you all the things that can make you that way. To me, you're the most important thing in this whole world, besides God. Most important of all, I hope that we keep him in our lives, that we grow to be near to him and he becomes a reality to both of us, that our children will be brought up in a Christian home, and that day by day we'll grow closer to him and do what he would have us do in our lives. That he would be with us and bless us and guide us, and we in return would do the best for him that we know how. I hope that there won't be too many unhappy days in our lives, and that I won't be the cause of them. I just pray that our Lord would protect you and bless you and guide you in all that you do, and you're traveling back and forth to see me every night, and then you're going home. You're so sweet to do so very, very, very many things for me. And I thank you so much for them. How could you love somebody so spoiled rotten? Because I am. Sometimes I just can't believe that I do love you so much. The believe I'd do anything in the world for you that I could. I love you. That's all I know to say. Sometimes in my actions it doesn't seem like it, I'm sure. But I do love you. You are the most important thing to me. And you always will be. I can't believe that we are planning to get married this summer and to live together and have fun together and love each other. To have each other every night. To be close to each other and just be married. To do what we want to and when we want to. And I know it won't be all just fun, because it's going to be hard. And we can't let off love. But it takes it to get started. I do love you very, very, very much. I just thank you for being so wonderful and dear to me. For loving me the way that you do love me. I couldn't ask for anything more. Except that 60 years from now, love me just as much as you do now, only deeper and stronger. I'm glad my folks like you as well as they do, and that we're all so close, and that I love you folks as much as I do. Your whole family. I guess I better go now and do a few more things. Wash my hair and then get to bed. I'll see you tomorrow. I hope you make it okay and don't work too hard. God bless a wonderful, wonderful guy. I love you. Love holds an awful, awful deep meaning, doesn't it? And yet just to say the word love doesn't seem enough to cover it. But I can't express to you in words as I said thousands of times. But I do love you. I want to be near you always. This summer is going to be the hardest. The end of it is going to be the most glorious thing that ever happened to me. Don't laugh, because I mean it. Be sweet as you are now for always. Thank you so much. I love you.
Hello, darling. Guess who this is? This is good old Sam. Well, what you just heard on the first of this tape was a tape that I recorded one night while you were gone when we were living in Amarillo. And I had decided just to sit down while you were gone and tell you just exactly how I felt about you. I picked up this tape recorder today, and it really works real well. And so I decided that when I played the tape and heard it, that you just had to hear it too to bring back good memories.
Work today about 3 o'clock, so how about that? paper clippings in the Home Life magazine and the Sunday school book and all sorts of stuff. Today I got to leave work early at noon because I just didn't do anything all morning. So I had to run errands and get the envelope to mail these things in today, go get stamps and pick up this tape recorder, this, that, and the other. And now I'm just here talking to you, waiting on Terry to come in so that I can go with her and we can finally get some groceries. Yesterday, your mother, and Liz came into town to go see the show at 6:30, but I had to work late, so I didn't get to go see the Dirty Dozen again. And they stayed, and we're going to eat with Terry and all she could find in the ice box. With some lunch meat and some cheese and some junk like this. And she really felt real bad about it. But this is the first chance that we've really had to go to the grocery store, and I guess we'll go out to Gibson's. I thought that I'd look for a camera case for you before I sent the camera so that you'd be sure to have some place to keep it. And there will be some film on the camera left, so I'll just go ahead and send it anyway, and you can take up the rest of the roll and have it developed, because most of the pictures of your lovely, lovely wife are pretty good. My little tummy's getting so much bigger, you'll just be so surprised, you just won't know what to do. Of course, one of these days, that baby's gonna come. And I just get so excited thinking about Delta, and I know that you do too. I just don't know what I'd do if it wasn't for this baby. And I know that you wouldn't know what to do either, because we're just gonna be so proud when he gets here. Just gotten so many things for it. Well, I got my government check today too and deposited it all except $5.20 or something like that. And for the first time I have over $300 in the bank. Isn't that good? Boy, what I make $39 a fund. It takes nearly to pay my part of the bills and my part of the groceries and everything. I did get my doctor bill yesterday and it was just $4. And I couldn't figure that out because it's always about 6.5 for an office call, but I'm sure not going to say anything about it. Just a minute, I think I better check on this and see if it's really recording real good. I'm talking to you this afternoon.
Hello again, darling. I'm so sorry. Maybe one of these days I'll get to the hang of this cotton picking tape recorder. Maybe by the time you get about your third tape, you'll be able to understand what I'm saying. That I recorded this afternoon is so weak you'll have to turn the tape recorder up. And now this is all jumbled up and I'm afraid that I've got it turned up so high that it'll probably blast you out. But anyway, this is Wednesday night and I had to stop recording this afternoon because Terry came in and we needed to go get groceries and such, which we did, and we had an enormous bill that was about $26, but we hadn't bought groceries in 2 weeks, so we didn't faint. At least now we're eating good for a while. I went by the lumber company to see if I could get some shelves made and some racks to put them up like John had so that I can get my books out of the chest here, because the baby's gonna need every inch of the room, let me tell you. While I was at Gibson's, I got you a vinyl leather carrying case for your camera that zips, and it just cost a little over a dollar, and I was just real, real pleased with it. And I got you some flash bulbs, so I'll try to get the camera and all this in the mail to you, and maybe this tape by the weekend or the first of next week anyway. I talked to Mother tonight, and Daddy's a lot better, and she's just exhausted. He's just been running the legs off of her. She said she didn't know what she was going to do with him. He just wouldn't stay still long enough for her to get anything done, and she's really quite tired and quite put out with him, but maybe things will get better. And also, she said that you had better write to her. She had a letter today from Mary Ann and said that she had heard from you, and Mother said she had written you today, so you better get a letter to her. Guess who came by tonight and just surprised me to death? You'll just never guess in 1,000 years, so I'll tell you. It was Martin Kunkel. He's home now, and he just looked so good, and I never had met him before, but I'd gone to put the car windows up, and he pulled up in front of the house, and I thought, oh, my word, who's this, you know? And so I scurried on toward the house, and about that time he got out, and he said, is Terry there? And so he came on in the house, and he said, I know that we never have met before, but I'm Martin Kunkel, and I know you. And, oh, I just had a fit. I just felt like I'd known him forever, Elsa, because I've heard so much about him, and he just looked so good. And he said to tell you hello and to keep your chin up and that he made it fine and he knows you will, and you're just the luckiest devil in all the world to be where you are, and that he's been thinking about you an awful lot. He's fixing to give his girlfriend from Crest an engagement ring. Tomorrow he was going to buy a 66 Chevrolet. And in November he'll be off of his leave and go to Fort Bragg, North Carolina, where Ronald and Becky will be. So maybe we'll just get to see everybody when you come home. I have a poem here that I'd like to read to you. 'Tis sweet to hear I love you beneath a giggling moon. 'Tis fun to hear you dance well to a lilting, swinging tune. 'Tis great to be proposed to and whisper low, I do. But the sweetest words in all the world, I've got a job for you. There's another one here, too, that's in the Home Life magazine on page, oh, I don't see the number right now, but when you get it, you can listen to it. It's about his first haircut. With soft curls wrapping round my finger, one might expect my steps to linger outside the barbershop so gay and put it off another day. I couldn't, though, postpone forever, so taught myself with stern endeavor to take my manly little lad and have him trimmed to please his dad. The barber draped the cloth with care and cranked up high his barber's chair. In the mirror I could see swirling curls that seemed to flee. But when I saw him strut about and saw how handsome he turned out, I left my baby with his toy and gathered up my little boy. And then there's another one here. God made my cathedral under the stars. He gave my cathedral trees for its spires. He hewed me an altar in the depth of a hill. He gave for a hymnal a rock-bedded reel. He voiced me a sermon of heavenly light in the beauty around me, the calmness of night. And I felt as I knelt on the velvet-like sod, I had supped of the Spirit in the temple of God. Well, darling, just like I'm just using up more and more tape and not really saying very much, but I hope that you will enjoy this. I just want you to know that I just love you so very, very much, and you just mean so very, very much to me. When I saw Martin, it just made me so homesick for you, I could hardly stand it, and yet so happy, too, that he was home. And I just got so excited thinking about how wonderful it's going to be when you come in, and when he was talking about his family and his girlfriend meeting him at the plane, I just felt like I was right there with him. Oh, I love you. And the baby loves you. My little tummy, as I told you this afternoon, just getting bigger and bigger and bigger. I hope to get a couple of more pictures taken before I send the camera to you so you can see my slack outfit and things like this. Maybe one of Terry and Dawn and Mother and Daddy, I hope. I hope you enjoy the letters that I sent in with your Home Life magazine and things today. They were from Joanne and Jim and Barbara and Bob and Mother. Liz didn't come in today like she said that she might and stay with us, so I've just given up on her. I called Sandy and David this afternoon and they were interested about you and said to tell you hello and invited me to go to Canton with them this weekend to see her folks, but I told them I'd better go home. And Mother was real excited when I called her tonight that I was going to get to come home. Well, darling, all I know to say for tonight is I love you so very, very deeply. And there's not a day nor a minute that goes by that I don't think about you. So hurry and take some pictures and send them to me of you and or the conditions around you, because I'm so very, very interested. And please, when you don't get a letter, don't be too disappointed, because like I said, I do send you one every day, and sometimes two or three. And I'll try to be the same way when I don't hear from you. Just be careful. And God bless you and bring you home to me very, very safely and very, very quickly. Missy says to tell Junior hello and that, oh, does she ever miss him? Being pregnant sure hadn't affected that any. I hope that you don't have to let anybody else listen to this tape because it's kind of personal. I'm sitting here right now looking at your picture, just thinking how wonderful it is to be yours, completely yours. I've kind of got a lump in my throat and, oh, I don't know, it's just such a nice, warm, wonderful feeling to know that somebody like you cares so much for me and that I care so much for you. Without you, Elsa, I'm only half. And when I am with you, I'm whole again. You're just like my right arm. So very, very close to my heart are you. Just don't ever forget how much I do love you. How close that this is bringing us together. You could be in a different situation than what you are. And I'm so thankful it's Cameron Bay and that you're doing what you are doing there. And I just know that you will be just fine and that the Lord's going to guide you and protect you and keep you very safe for all of us here back home. Just remember that you're in so many people's prayers, everyone at church and in our Sunday school department so interested in you, which it just makes me feel so good. So you just remember how many people are praying for you and how interested they really and truly are. And to know that you have more friends that you've never even met yet. So, darling, I better say good night for now. And there's some more left on the tape, and I'll record some more tomorrow. And try to let Terry say a few words, and then I'll try to get this on to you. And then I'll get another tape and mail you some more. And so, if you can, will you get a tape and send it on to me as quickly as possible? It's just one of these little ones, you know, that go with this type of little machine. And if you can't find them, will you let me know and I'll send them to you? I forgot to get your NTZ today, but I'll do that tomorrow. I'm hoping that I won't have to work late and be as fortunate and get off as early as I did today, because it sure makes a lot of difference. I'm feeling just real fine, and the baby's just fine, and I'll let you know what the doctor says. So be very, very careful, and God protect you for me. I love you, Elsa Lynn Miller. Good night and sweet dreams.
Well, say something. Hi. Yes, it's running
now. All right, okay. Well, say something, sister.
Hi, Elsie. I made some Rice Krispies tonight. Nobody else will eat them except me.
You ought to see them, no wonder.
Shut up. Sandy and Donkey is making fun of the way I cook.
It's not the way you cook, it's what you cook. Last week it was those brown things we cooked. With the paraffin on top, this week it's Rice Krispies. What do you?
I didn't get to hear all my funny jokes.
The little grunting you hear is Don, because he's putting some bookshelves up for me.
That's where he's at.
He's putting up some bookshelves for me.
Golly.
He's taking weightlifting in college, you can tell.
Tell him I can't find the stuff.
Stop, Terry. This might be my time.
Shortly after joining our church, we were invited to a Halloween party at the pastor's home. Each person was to bring something he thought essential if shipwrecked, and there's
Carrie's not being very nice, Elsa.
Darn start it, Elsa.
She did not. I mean, she did too.
Well, I didn't do it. He did it.
Well, you did it first.
Well, I didn't.
You just gave me the wrong finger.
Makes you kind of wonder what they're doing, doesn't it, Elsa? Don't get up the clothes. I've got it turned up so high.
Elsie, I'm taking real good care of Sandy. I beat her every day.
Well, Elsa, your wall looks like a perforated board now. So far, we've got 18 holes and haven't found a stud yet.
We found one.
He keeps trying to tell us that anyway.
I told you we shouldn't have put that nail in there.
He even brought my TV, Elsa.
But I'm fixing it, honest I am. I'll get it fixed.
It's
call
just
your
a
daddy
water.
Quick. Somebody say something. There he's just waiting in eager anticipation.
Elsie.
Not knowing what the next person is going to say.
Elsie.
And then here you come
shut
and
up,
you don't
no.
say anything.
Elsie.
There you don't say anything. See what I mean?
Elsie,
oh.
Guess what? Elsie Olton. Olton's seventh in the state
hey,
in football.
No, really?
That's no lie. In double A classification.
Seventh in state.
Have they lost any?
Mm-hmm. Haven't
lost any. We've played four games, and we play Florida tomorrow night in tomorrow night's homecoming. And Don and I are going, and he's going to take me out. And we're going to go to the church afterward and have
yes,
the fellowship having the lady on.
Oh, we're going to church.
I'm going to Childress. Gonna have a swinging time down there.
She's got her little calendar out, and it says Childress at 4 o'clock, like she don't know what time to leave. Your wife ain't too smart on the little.
Tell him 11, because we're running out of tape.
We love you, and we're running out of tape.
No, we love you because we're running out of tape.
We got lots of tape, Elsa.
Yeah, but she's got to say goodnight some more.
It takes me a while to get sexy, you know.
It's real good. We heard her saying sweet dreams to you.
Yeah, she wouldn't let us hear the rest of the tape, though.
She tried to erase it where we couldn't hear it. But we know what she's saying because we got the tape recorder away from her a while ago. And was listening to it.
Not really, Elsa. Don't panic.
Uh-huh, Elsa. Really, it's true.
Don't.
Sure hope you enjoyed the Rice Krispies that I made you. Nobody else did except me.
Maybe you can give one to that little girl that cleans the barracks.
Yeah, Elsa, tell us more about
hey,
that
yeah,
little girl.
Hello
yeah.
Tell us more about your little maid and what other things she does.
Besides, lose your socks. Mm-hmm.
How does she lose
well,
your
she
socks?
She doesn't lose your socks in the first place. Kind of makes a person wonder.
Why haven't we heard from you, Elsa?
Yeah, LT, I brought you 2 letters, and I've only gotten a reply from you.
And I haven't heard about that car I want to buy yet, either.
How about that,
that's
Elsa?
Cool. I'm trying to cut it with a dull end.
Well, darling, there's just very little tape left on this. By the way, this is Thursday, October the 5th, and we've been separated now for a month. Just think, a whole month behind us, and we've just got 11 more to go. The days have gone by so fast, and I hope they've just gone by as fast for you and that you've been as busy as I have been. Well, Don finally found the other stud up on the wall here in my bedroom. In case you wondered what we were doing, we were putting up bookshelves. I went to the lumber company today, and I got the brown or walnut-colored rods instead of the gold or silver, and I put up 3 shelves that I stained with just a walnut stain and put all my books and the piggy bank and pictures and stuff, and oh, it looks so neat. It's over above the TV, and it really looks great, and Don sure worked hard getting it up. I hope you enjoyed our little conversation that they recorded for you tonight. I've got your package all ready to be mailed and everything, and I'm fixing to put this tape in it, and I hope you enjoy your camera and candy and goodies that are in it. Darling, I just love you so very, 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 very much. I sent you a tape, and it has some 600 feet on it, and 2 little reels that you can record a little bit and cut the tape with scissors or a knife, and then run it back on this and send it to me, and so so that way you won't have to record a whole big tape at a time, and I'll do the same for you. Well, it's 11:35 now, and I need to take my hair down out of the rollers because I washed it and do a lot of other things and get ready to be able to leave tomorrow after work for Childress. You be very, very sweet, and God bless you, and thank you so much for what you mean to me in my life. I love you, Elsa Lynn Miller. Good night. I love you so much. There's a big fat kiss just for you. I wish I could give you a hug. God bless you.